You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An 80-acre wildfire in Juneau County last night has been contained. The Wisconsin DNR says it originated in the town of Cutler and spread northeast towards Kingston and Mather, where at least 40 homes were evacuated. No injuries were reported, and a portion of Highway 173 was also closed from the blaze. Called the Warthog Fire, investigation is still underway, and the fire risk remains very high today for much of the state, with warm temperatures, very low relative humidity, and windy conditions acting as fuel. The DNR said it's been called to over 100 wildfires in just the past week. Thankfully, sprinkles of rain are expected today, and some scattered showers tomorrow, and then thunderstorms will bring more rain on Thursday, helping the conditions. And there's another Wisconsin connection to the new head of the Catholic Church. Lisa Hale explains.
Pope Leo XIV is the first pope from the United States. Sister Diane Bergant, who now lives in Fond du Lac, was one of the Holy Father's instructors when he attended the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. The student, then known as Robert Bob Prevost, took her Intro to the Old Testament class in his first year and other courses afterward. Bergant says it sounds strange to say, but she taught the pope how to understand the Bible.
And a report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found Wisconsin home sales were down by over 10% in March compared to March of 2024. According to the report, some of the driving causes of the decreasing home sales include a low supply of homes and increasing prices. The average price of a home in the state rose over $300,000 this quarter, an over 7% increase over the first quarter of 2024. Organization officials also say high mortgage rates are making people less likely to put their homes on the market. The AG says he's going to stop the Trump administration from trying to use emergency powers to speed up energy projects without proper environmental oversight. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of attorneys general suing to stop the federal effort. The group suing argues the administration's actions threatens public health and the environment. They're asking a federal court to throw out the executive order and make it illegal to prevent agencies from issuing emergency permits under the authority.
And gas prices continue to drop throughout the state. Lisa Hale has the details.
Gas Buddy reports Wisconsin is seeing an average price of $2.91 a gallon, down 2.8 cents from last week. Head of Petroleum Analysis at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan, said with only minor fluctuations for Memorial Day travel, he expects prices to remain low for the near future. 40 states saw average gas prices fall over the past week as refineries wrapped up their seasonal maintenance and prepared to boost output. Nationally, a gallon of gas averages $3.08.
And gas prices here in central Wisconsin range from $2.70 to $2.85. And the Wisconsin Department of Tourism has unveiled the newest state highway map. The Wisconsin DOT used geographic information system data to help improve the paper version of the map, which the department says is still in high demand. Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the map is more than a tool for motorists. It's a resource for discovery. The map features Wisconsin state parks, trails, and recreation areas, as well as historic sites and veterans memorials. Printed maps can be picked up for free at a number of locations, including state rest areas and welcome centers. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lose to the Guardians last night 5-0. Milwaukee with runners in scoring position six times, yet still shut out. Manager Pat Murphy says never mind that they're still only two games below 500.
We're all kind of struggling bad. Some teams would be with our situation. Some teams might be satisfied being in the hunt, but we're not playing well.
The Brewers say that pitcher Brandon Woodruff now headed back to IL after injuring his right ankle in his last rehab start. In basketball, NBA insider Sham Sharania reporting on ESPN that this time the Bucks trading Giannis is on the table.
They have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They have top-heavy salaries, and again, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, he has not made any firm decisions about his future, but sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career as a Milwaukee Buck is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise owes one of his biggest star-making roles to his sister. Cruise was visiting her in the mid-80s in New York City after finishing a film in Europe. The two of them saw Dustin Hoffman at a New York deli ordering takeout. Cruise said he and his sister went back and forth arguing like siblings before he finally agreed to go say hi to Hoffman. Hoffman was excited to meet Cruise and invited him backstage while he was doing Death of a Salesman the next night. As Cruise was leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, "I want to make a movie with you," and that movie ended up being Rain Man. Tom Hardy is known for his roles as a tough guy, but he recently told Esquire magazine how beaten his body is and added that he's not sure how long he can continue at this pace. Hardy mentioned he is suffering with a sciatica problem, multiple herniated discs in his back, plantar fasciitis, a pulled tendon in his hip, and has just finished two serious knee surgeries. Maybe switch to something a little easier on the body, Tom, like mixed martial arts. Thoughts and prayers is a saying we hear way too much lately, it seems. It was only a matter of time before it was the title of a movie. The film is about a musical reenactment of a 10-year-old high school tragedy. This is director Neetson Major's feature film directorial debut, and the material is based on her short film, which received Oscar buzz and is based on a true story. Major also wrote the film, which has a great ensemble cast, including Patrick Wilson, Molly Ringwald, Elizabeth Marvel, and Margaret Cho. And speaking of short stories, if you have one, you could possibly get $2 million for it. That is what Skydance paid for a sci-fi story called Drift, in which a disgraced space commander is pulled back into action to try and save his estranged son after he is kidnapped by a group from another world. According to Deadline, a good movie comparison is Gravity meets Arrival. $2 million for something that's been done before. Money well spent? No huge noise was made at the box office this past weekend. It was the same 1-2 punch, finishing in the top spots as last week. Thunderbolts was number one, bringing in 33 million big ones on a weekend that saw no new major releases. The Marvel film has reviewed well and seems to have legs and could possibly stay in the top slot until Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 opens on May 23rd. And coming in second place for the second week in a row after 2 weeks at number one was Sinners. The vampire period piece has incredible box office legs and took in $22 million this past weekend. It's fourth on the big screen, bringing its total to $215 million domestically. Coming in third place is the resilient The Minecraft Movie. Rounding out the top five were The Accountant 2 and the newly released Clown in a Cornfield, which came in with just over $3 million. Who's ready for some Mission Impossible? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a sprinkle or isolated thundershower this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.